What he's going to do this week is that we're going to make current what Jesus did 2,000 years, over 2,000 years ago.
And he paid me a pay any day. My Jesus, yeah, and if you be baby, I feel a pime being a nature, no, am a wire fuffer.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, where the Lord, Apostle Paul, talks about the communion, he mentioned the fact that as often as you eat and drink, you are showing the Lord's death till he comes.
Na ekan Corinth fumu ma ozikan osmafo Paul say, imbra yeri ye ni bebre no yeri zi eraze no huna ye num ni moje no na ocheda yeri ke no.
Jesus died 2,000 years ago.
Jesus, so we infuse a pime bieni bi abesano.
But every time we go to the Lord's table, we make current what he did 2,000 years ago. We show his death, that he died, and when he died for our sins, and then he overcame Satan when he died on the cross.
So Bibia ya boko pono no yema ni boje no oye fufur ye trade infi a pime bieni bi abesano kwa na owi no boje no guda rizi juma. Na nuwu no okai hia nuwu no okai nkunyimza ozi wo bonsamdo.
That's the mystery aspect of the Lord's Jesus blood. The blood was shed 2,000 years ago, but the mystery behind the blood is that the blood speaks even after 2,000 years ago.
Yes, Master Ma, owen yene razi Jesus boje nim. Boje no chigwi achero, infi bebre. And so my shredder, Jesus Bojano, Uguda Kasa.
It is called the blood of sprinkling.
A friend of Putsi Bojano.
Not the blood that was sprinkled, the blood of sprinkling.
On your boja wa pitsin a dado, no boja wogudura pitsin.
And so when we go to the Lord's table, when we plead the blood of Jesus, when we sprinkle the blood of Jesus, we make current what took place 2,000
years ago.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this morning we're going to have a little talk about the blood of Jesus, and we're talking to talk about how the blood affects our release from the pit of poverty.
And the pay a bakasa for Bojan only a bakasa for Chica, Bojan Ojan Yenumu, Mayefi, Sika, and Amunim.
This man is our month of money matters.
Busumi Yakasika Sam.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to try and showcase the power of the blood and the effect it has on our finances.
Yababa Mazena Yadiz, Tuma, O Bojanumu, and a Chica, O Yensika Samado.
So let's go to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 13. It says, "For I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, so that you will be slaves no longer. I have broken your chains so that you can walk with dignity."
Na me ma hum si in trembin nanswe no.
The essence of salvation, getting born again, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving him as a Lord and Savior, the essence of salvation is a dignified life on the earth.
Fasa o won kwa jinwu ebe for Jesus the way rise wa jinkwa ebe jinezi no.
So where the Living Bible says you can walk with dignity, the New Living Translation says you can walk with your head held
high.
One of my grandchildren, when she's up, we're walking, she was on her head down. So one day I called her, "Hey, lift up your head. Don't walk with your head down. Walk straight." If you are born again, you're a child of God. When you walk, you must walk with your head high. If you want to not have money in your pocket, you meet somebody, lift up your head and say, "Hi, When somebody gives you a handshake, Pastor, give me a handshake. Look into their face and say hi. Don't greet someone and say hi. Lift your head held high. That's dignity. The English Standard Version says you must walk erect. In this life, you are either walking erect or you are walking with your head down. These are the two people we have in this world. One is walking with the head down, another walking with the head held high. You will no more walk with your head low.
I will end now to be on my ace with Razi. Amen.
Nobody said amen. You no more walk with your head down.
Amen.
You didn't get it.
One, two.
I said, you are no more going to walk with your head down. Shout a believing amen.
Amen.
When you walk erect, it's the walk of one who is honored. In every community, there are those who are honored and there are those who are dishonored. They are honorable men and women, they are dishonorable men and women. Notice how Prophet Samuel is described by the servant of Saul. At that time, he was not yet king when they were looking for the donkeys.
In
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6, the New King James Version. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. This is the description that Saul's servant gives about an honorable man in the community. He says, and he said to him, look now, there is in this city a man of God, and he's an honorable man.
Na osine de afiche yaminyin pebi wo kroyimu na oyenyin pa wozinuni.
Samuel was acknowledged, recognized, and a certified honorable man in the community.
Samuel no wajinu tum wobunibi. No one would dare oyenyin pa ozini wo sonim.
That is what God called us to be.
Damna yankupan otel de ye.
God called us to glory, to beauty, and power, and honor. Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
We are called to honor living, glory living, beauty living, and power living. In God's prophetic restoration marriage message to the house of Israel, this is what the Lord says. It was a prophetic restoration message to the house of Israel. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. The New Living Translation is a prophetic restoration message to the people of Israel. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. The Lord says, instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. That's what happens in this life. You're either walking in honor or in shame and embarrassment. And
it
goes on to say, you will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. The Lord's heartbeat for the redeemed, for Christians, for his children, is honor, glory and rejoicing instead of shame, dishonor, and confusion. When Sarah gave birth to Isaac, one of the statements he made is that, God, today you have taken away from me the reproach. So barrenness then was considered a reproach. Anything that makes you barren in life is a reproach.
You're
not fruitful in your business is a reproach. There's no signs of fruitfulness in any area of your life. Barrenness is a reproach. And Sarah said, God, you are finally taking away my reproach among men. And you find the psalmist praying in Psalm 119 verse 22. This is the prayer of the psalmist, Psalm 119 verse 22. And that will be your prayer this week as we invoke the power of the blood of Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 22, the psalmist says, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies.
Ye ahorora na enyutu fimodo, na misie, na misie wada sasam.
If you are keeping God's word, you have a right to demand that shame and reproach and contempt be far away from you if you are keeping the Lord's word.
You'll never
again be a symbol of shame and embarrassment. Whatever needs to make you honorable shall be your portion. Shout out, believing, amen.
Amen.
The same Psalm 119 verse 22, the easy to read version, he says, don't let me be ashamed and embarrassed. I've obeyed your rules. Child of God, shame and embarrassment is not your portion. Shame and embarrassment is not your portion. Say that to yourself. Say, shame and embarrassment is not my portion. Say it again. Say it a bit louder. You not beg to eat. You not borrow to eat. When you are due, you are going to duly get married.
Now one person and parabola, oh yeah.
The girls didn't say amen.
One judo, one came and kasepa.
Oh, the girls who are not married, you have given up, eh?
And then get a somebody, I won't worry.
I say when you are due, you are going to get married, gloriously married.
Amen.
Right in this place, we will dedicate your children. You say, Daddy, come and dedicate my house for me because I just put up the house. Shame and embarrassment is not your portion. I said, shame and embarrassment will never and never be your portion.
Amen.
You don't feel ashamed to go to town. You go to town with your chest out. You go to town with your head lifted high up. Because shame and embarrassment is far away from you. In the name of Jesus, I speak God's word over your life. Any issue of shame, any issue issue of embarrassment, I avert it, I annul it, I cancel it in Jesus' name.
Well, Jesus, listen to me, my head, you too, my head, you see, much of my son, what Jesus in me.
The psalmist says, don't let me be ashamed. Don't let me be embarrassed. You will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be embarrassed.
Amen.
See, the way out of the pit of shame is by the power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus bore our shame.
Jesus,
that we might share his glory. Jesus' death was a shameful death.
Jesus,
he was crucified naked by the roadside. This morning I was singing, Major Calvary be born in so. Wait a minute. One way to Israel, I noticed that Jesus was not crucified before no so. He was crucified by the roadside in front of the Calvary Hill. Roadside. Very shameful. This man who claimed to be the Messiah. Working signs and wonders and miracles. He died a shameful death. A death that belongs to criminals. Because during those days, it was criminals who were crucified. What a shame. What a shame. But he bore our shame. He became poor that we might become rich. He became sick that we might be healthy. He bore our shame that we might share his glory. That's the essence of Easter.
Easter, no, no one for sign.
The exchange at the cross.
And sister, Uncle Ado was saying, do you know do?
And many of you can testify to the exchange.
What?
10 years ago, you know where you were. 20 years ago, you know where you were. And look at where you are now. A testimony of the exchange at the cross. He took your shame, he took your embarrassment that you must share in his glory. All this happened because of the blood that he shed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to 12 says, Zechariah chapter 9, 11 to 12, the New King James Version. It says, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
Now also, washe muzibo genuinti, me yiwa de diafu me fi muna a insu inyi munumu.
Well, waterless pit is a picture of abject poverty, lack.
Now wakade amuna insu inyi ma.
But the prophet speaking by the word of the Lord said that because of the blood of the covenant, God was going to set prisoners free from the waterless pit, from abject poverty and lack. And I like verse 12. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. It says, return to the stronghold. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. You prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you.
Woman, son, and bra, akobanumu. whom any dado at the dear four in them po me catch her day, mubobu no mbonhu mama.
Now, a stronghold is a place that has been fortified so as to protect it from attack. Now, if you've been to Cape Coast Castle before, years ago, it was a stronghold where the governor and all the citizens, the leaders of the community were. So it was a stronghold, so fortified that when you are there, you are safe.
Nti wakada akobana oyɛ bia waji huye ya ewoma obia ntumu mbɛhya wodonya wobwan nka no na castle dama noti na ehwa no na nwa na wote egwado no wowo nti waabɔ ho bana obia ntumu nkom nkezibon.
And for us, our stronghold is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is our stronghold.
Jesus,
because according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, Revelation 12, 11, reveals that the blood of Jesus is our stronghold. You see, today's generation, we've learned to be self-made men and women. To the neglect of the resources God has given us to protect us and preserve us.
If
you go to the Western world today, a number of things are happening today that are terrible. Like just over the weekend, what we heard happened in Moscow.
Echo Abuchi, Memunaza, and Zamoru Koduno Oyatan.
It doesn't happen only in Moscow, even in the U.S. People are having parties, but somebody goes there, shoots them. The last time I was in Denmark, I was talking with the pastor who did a baby dedication for Koku and the wife. I was with the pastor, and the pastor was sharing with me some interesting things about Denmark. He says, Denmark has the highest rate of suicide the whole world. That's what he told me.
And then na mo ho so far obo two yembre de kuku na ye na na ye won ba she rise na so Denmark chrome e ka
and that's that was 2014. I don't know now, it's 10 years ago.
Says the azimim na da membre no e ka won na water.
Says all over the world, the place where people commit suicide regularly is Denmark. And I asked him why.
He says,
Bishop, because of the long winter season we have here, there's so many people stay indoors for a long time. You know, Scandinavia, there's a lot of winter there. So they experience more darkness than sunshine. Is that right?
So for pun, I want to
people get lonely, depressed, and they want to end it all. In the midst of advancement, well beyond what we experience here, over in the West and some of the other countries, people are not safe. They don't know how to assess safety measures that the Bible, the scriptures have provided. Just like we experienced, me and your mom, some years ago, 3 years ago, when we had a knock by our son, say, Daddy, Mommy, my stomach. We opened the door. Armed robbers had gone to my son's room and woke him up to come and show them where their dad was, and they were pointing a gun at me. Bring money, we want money.
Today, I mean, mommy, may you feel if you ever say, be a wild person or call, maybe be you know or see, pum pum, when I boom, oh, where ye na if you fire was the itrige in another or Sebastian catcher, more papa than
what do you do?
Oh, wait, you know, was it
when you open your door and two marksmen are holding your son. I'm pointing a gun at you. What do you do?
There, in chel ebo boy wabo nembe info ebi wadi kaka abo tobi ashe wene nim. Now I actually true or
what
do? Ebe eden.
What do you do?
Ebe eden.
You know what I did?
When you mama yaya.
I pointed my finger at them.
Muso matson a man saw wano do.
I said, in the name of Jesus.
Na mekai chel wo Jesus zinimu.
Get out of this house. We want money. In the name of Jesus, get out of this house.
Jesus,
everything they said, I said in the name of Jesus, get out of this house.
In the name of Jesus, sorry.
I was acting on the word of God, the resources we have. They took my phone, took my iPad, took mommy's phone, iPad. And the last time I said, get out, they went out. I didn't know their intention, whether some others assigned them to come and assassinate me, whatever, we didn't know. But I acted on the word of God. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that there are resources in the scriptures, like invoking the blood of Jesus when you're in danger. Revelation 12:11. It says, and they overcame him. Who is that? Who? If you read the previous verses, you know they were talking about somebody called Abaddon, who's the devil, the destroyer. It was called a destroyer. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and did not love their lives to the death. Assessing the safety measures God has given us. And one of the safety measures is the blood of Jesus.
There's
a powerful man of God, he's dead so many years ago, was in Canada, Maxwell White. He's written a lot of books about the blood. He said one day, 1945, when he gave birth to his last son, that was so many years ago, he said the mom had gone to prepare porridge for the baby. The baby was in his hands, he was holding hot porridge in one hand and flax in one hand, was climbing the steps. When we're getting ready to erect our house of residence, mommy says, I don't like any steps. Amen.
Amen.
I just walk from my hall to my bedroom. I like it. My sister and my brother-in-law, they have a nice house in Accra, Domi area. I story about them. My sister is always downstairs. He goes upstairs only in the evening. Always downstairs.
And
the place that is his guest room, that when I go asleep, it is his second bedroom. So Maxwell, his wife was climbing the step and he slipped. And hot porridge, blew over her hands.
Now Maxwell White, na ye roro fu atri na koko shishishwi ohu egu na nsado.
And then blisters. It says all red blisters. And she had to put the baby to safety place.
Inti ehoni na bom pum punja oyeko into the abofroba.
All she was doing is, I plead the blood of Jesus. He was alone in the house.
No, I cannot put into my eye. You don't see them. Say yes, Bojan.
I plead the blood of Jesus. See, when you plead the blood of Jesus, is a legal word.
Says Bojan, oyembremusam.
Now, we are going to notice this week that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Now, what does that mean? Jesus' death on the cross secured for us our redemption.
Now, what could Jesus bojano or cancer purpose in Abel bojana or tread there? Jesus bojano honor no buhian bim.
So, our testimony concerning what the blood has done for us is like a plea you make in a court of law. So when the devil accuses you, you are not worthy, You refer to the blood. That's your lawyer. Because of the blood, I'm justified. Because of the blood, I'm sanctified. That's how you plead the blood of Jesus. So when Mrs. White was screaming, I plead the blood of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. According to the husband in the book, by the following day, all the blisters have disappeared. That's our testimony in the power of the blood of Jesus. A missionary lady was in one of the Philippine Islands so many years ago, Philippine Islands, and it was in a village. There were missionaries in the village. And some of the team had gone to town. So she went to town to buy something. And then when she bent down, whatever she was buying, not knowing there was a poisonous spider, a poisonous scorpion among the worms.
Them, mommy, or quite. No, kwa kanya mi asamu demu kro no do ni ku onye won kwa na won na awoku krom nti okwa de osinita azwe bibi nti osinita azeno na dam yankopon ne ba kwesi kwotei ehu de ono ebora ahyenu muma okan.
This woman was bitten by a poisonous scorpion. The scorpion stuck to her hand in the marketplace, and all she did was pull the scorpion and said, I plead the blood of Jesus. That's what she did.
It
is in the book by Kenneth Hagin, Precious Blood of Jesus, where it's showing the testimony of some of the missionaries. When she said, I plead the blood of Jesus, the villagers, knowing the power of that scorpion, were expecting her to swell and then die. But nothing happened to her.
Nembra okade oziyesu boje ni zijuma no nkra asofunu na wona adwe ya wonde maami na obo hunhun na wewu.
So they were following her. They were following her. So they followed her to the small chapel.
Wozi na echira kwashe chapel den kakra
bebe. And very soon the whole church was filled up waiting for the woman to die, and then she said, let me do evangelism, let me preach the word of God to you people.
Echi na aso dem we na abeye ma in okade.
All she did was, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. So the blood, the lawyer, our lawyer spoke for her. And exempted her from death. Listen, when you are a Christian, there are spiritual, mysterious resources God has made available for our safety and for our protection. Lift up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. One more time. One more time. Anytime there's a sense of danger or attack, go for the blood. Walk around your apartment, your house, your compound. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. Go to the bedroom of your children. I don't mean cook while they are at school, but I go to their bedroom. I plead the blood of Jesus. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I do it almost every time at home. Secure the safety and protection of my children. Every morning when I pray for you, I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. Let me close. The blood of Jesus is our stronghold.
Jesus,
and I just quoted for you Hebrews 12:24. See, when we gather like this, we are here with angels. The spirit of just men made perfect. And verse 24 says, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
Jesus, Boja na ono omenye ninumu fufuru no a okansam papa sin Abel Boja.
The blood of Jesus is personified. It speaks.
Jesus Boja no why ende nyimpa ojina ho menyimpa.
There's a certain mystery about blood.
Suma sembi wo Boja ho.
When a king dies, they'll go catching all kinds of animals, slaughtering them and pouring their blood. When a king dies in our community, human blood itself is mysterious. Human blood. Human blood can be stored and transferred to sustain another who desperately needs the blood to survive. Human blood. When you donate blood, it can be stored for some number of
months.
Doctor, how many months can I save blood? How many months can blood be stored? I put you on the spot now. More than a man. Still, the blood is still alive. How you want? Blood from your body can be stored for more than a month and can be transferred to someone. It has no gender description. If it's a male blood, it can be given to a female. If it's a white blood, it can be given to a black. If it's a black blood, it can be given to a white. Blood is no gender bias.
Isn't
it mysterious? 2 years ago, my sister-in-law almost died. My brother Kofi's wife. She was given 30 pints of blood.
At Interpreting here.
30 pints of blood. And she survived. There's a mystery about human blood. Human blood even speaks for a month. Human blood can still be speaking for a month. How much more the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus is much more mysterious. According to the Bible, it says it speaks. The blood of Jesus speaks. The blood of Jesus speaks. It speaks healing. It speaks deliverance. It speaks prosperity. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Boja no okasa, oka oje, oka pom ye, oka yarisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that the blood of Jesus will speak for you. It will speak prosperity for you. The blood of Jesus will speak healing for you. The blood of Jesus will speak deliverance from nightmares for you. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak confusion into the camp of the enemy, devising your hearts. Let the blood of Jesus speak peace, peace into every marriage in this house. Let the blood of Jesus speak disappearance to any infirmity in your body. I render every evil power militating against you and against your finances impotent by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. I soak your spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. I declare that no evil shall befall you. No weapon fashioned against you will stand. The blood of Jesus will cover you and your household. I speak prosperity in the name of Jesus. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, they pierced his hands.
Jesus wanted to be mu dia ndu no wo wo ni se
me. He took the curse of our hands on the cross.
Of fire ni ndu mi na wo ni se wo me mu
dia. So that whatever your hands will touch will prosper. Every curse against the work of your hand was nailed to the cross. Because of the blood of the covenant, you have a right to come out of the pit of poverty. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
One more time.
Jesus, Buja.
One more time.
Jesus, Buja.
One more time.
Jesus, Buja.
Scream.
Jesus, Buja.
Whenever there is danger, nothing else you can do. Scream the blood of Jesus. Scream the blood of Jesus.
Jesus, Buja, no death.
The blood of Jesus.
Jesus, Buja.
There is power. In the blood of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb. Zechariah says, by the blood of the covenant, you are coming out of the pit. He says, you prisoners of hope. A prisoner of hope is somebody who is going through issues, but he knows that because of the blood, he's coming out of the issues. So even though you are going through issues, you are a prisoner of hope. Things are not fine for you, but you have hope. So you are a prisoner of hope. You know you are coming out of the prison because of the blood of the covenant. I don't know your circumstance, whatever has kept you in prison, but I want to assure you this morning that in the name of Jesus, because of the blood of the covenant, because of the blood of the covenant, you are coming out of that pit. That's a prison of hope. Even though you are in prison, you are not dismayed. Things are bad. You are not dismayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
We
overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us.
There
are seven things we can testify about. Number one, lift up your hand. Say after me, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm continually being cleansed from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I've never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Through the blood of Jesus, I have boldness to enter into the presence of God. The blood of Jesus cries out continually to God in heaven on my behalf. Lift up your two hands and say, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. The devil has no place in me. The devil has no power over me. The devil has no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body. In Jesus' name, I renounce you, Satan. I loose myself from you. I rebuke you, Satan. I command you to leave me. In Jesus' name. Lift up your 2 hands and let's give God thanks for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you. For